Marissa came to CCF in July 2021, together with three other older cheetahs. The four of them had been kept as captive cheetahs at a different facility, but the owners weren't able to keep them properly anymore. The four cheetahs were a bit of a mystery since their former owner wasn't able to share a lot of information on them. So we didn't know their medical history or even how old they were when we got them. During their initial checkups, their approximate age was determined by looking at the state of their teeth. Marissa, from the beginning, was a very feisty and sassy older lady. She didn't seem to get along with other cheetahs that she arrived with, and it also quickly became obvious she just doesn't get along with male cheetahs. When we first tried to introduce her to another female named Polly and a male named Mischief, she immediately attacked Mischief. So instead, we decided to pair her with an all-female group, and that seemed to work better, as long as Marissa could have her own space within the group. She also had a permanent limp with her back legs, and when we did our checkups in our clinic, x-rays showed that at some point when she was younger, she had surgery done on both of her legs, which explained the limp. As she got older, she couldn't run that well anymore, and we decided to retire her in another enclosure, where she was going to be on her own and had all the space to herself. This seemed to fit her a lot better than being with other cheetahs. She was more calm and relaxed and just enjoyed roaming around her new enclosure, chasing the guinea fowl and relaxing under the shade of the trees. Marissa had a lot of trust issues towards her keepers, and for a long time we weren't able to build a good relationship with her. That was until a cheetah keeper, Eliphas, decided that he was going to change all that. With a lot of patience and determination, he slowly started to gain her trust. He would go to her in the morning and the afternoon and offer her meat treats. In the beginning, he would throw these to her and slowly get her to come closer and closer. After weeks of this, he finally had her coming all the way over to the fence for treats, and she accepted the treats from the tongs as well. This was a huge step, because now he could start the proper medical training for injections, blood draws, and subcutaneous fluids. After a few weeks, he succeeded, and we were able to do all of these things with Marissa without it being too stressful for her. She would just come over to the fence, sit up against it, and while getting treats from Eliphas, she would allow the vet team to take blood or give injections. This meant we could keep a closer eye on Marissa's health and do monthly blood draws, which were important to notice any changes in kidney and liver values. In the beginning of June 2025, Marissa got sick. The cause seemed to be an infected tooth. She was brought into the clinic and had two canines removed that were broken and infected. Afterwards, she felt a lot better. Being at least 14 years old this year, we started her on some extra subcutaneous fluids a few times a week, just to help her kidneys out a bit. And since she didn't have many teeth left, she was on a special diet of chopped meat and mince. But despite the extra care and lots of extra food, we can see her body condition was getting thinner and she was losing muscle mass as well. In the middle of September, her blood results showed that her kidneys were starting to fail. She slowly stopped wanting to work with her keepers and her appetite went down as well. The keeper and vet team had a discussion about the options and what would be best and most fair for our Marissa. And a decision was made to let her go, since her quality of life was getting worse. This is never an easy decision, but it is our job to do what's best for our animals, no matter how much it hurts us. Marissa will be missed by all of her keepers and CCF family, but especially by Eliphas. For her sassy and feisty nature, her sweet round face and perfect looking little mouse ears, and her little growl that she would do every time she took a piece of meat from the tongs. We want to thank Marissa's sponsors and donors. With your support, we are able to give our cheetahs the best possible care. Thank you.